I resign now in the middle of this crisis.
Very simply because the level of bullying and the attitude within the Conservative group very simply got to the point at which it was untenable, and also that coincided with the Conservative group's annual general meeting, which was on the Monday night, and very simply at that point we got to the stage where it simply could not carry on. We did not wish to resign. I very much, and my cabinet colleagues who resigned with me, we very much wish to carry on and see it through. We're not quitters. We've taken this council from a very different position to where it is, and we did not wish to go, but very simply we felt that we couldn't carry on any longer, and quite frankly I felt hounded out.
So can you give me some examples of the bullying?
No, because there are a number of formal complaints still outstanding. So obviously I would not wish to prejudice those, but it's not just myself. All six of us who left had all been subjected to it to one level or another. And if I tell you that four of those who left were ladies, that probably gives you an idea as to some of the bullying.
So did you not have power as leader to put a stop to some of that?
We had a fairly narrow majority, which made doing much in the way of disciplining quite difficult. And quite frankly, some of those who were involved in the bullying had support from within the Conservative Party, but outside of my Conservative group.
I see.
In other words, my hands were tied to an extent.
So what's your plan going forward?
Well, we are a group of six. The Conservative group on Spelthorne Council are now not the majority party, and that's the first time that's ever occurred in the 45-year history of Spelthorne. So it's interesting times. Obviously lots of talks are ongoing with various different parties because there are a number of parties at Spelthorne. We have the annual council meeting is coming up on the 18th of June, where a new mayor will be elected and decisions will be made in terms of who chairs the various committees. And there is an extraordinary council meeting on the 25th of June, which will decide whether I carry on as leader of the council or not. Because whilst I have stepped down, and I wasn't voted out, I have actually stepped down as leader of the Conservative group. Under the council's constitution, I remain the leader of Spelthorne Council.
And will you be trying to remain leader?
That very much depends on what sort of support I get or don't get from other groups. Quite frankly, it's something that I'm also considering whether I really wish to carry on or not.
So, Councillor Sexton says it is a good time to cause massive disruption and distraction within the council executive by seeking a change in the leadership team. Is there one specific change you're looking to happen?
I think you'll find you've quoted her out of context. I think you'll find she's saying this is not a good time to cause upheaval. And we feel very strongly that those who have been agitating against us have really tried to take advantage of the coronavirus, which is taking a huge toll on the normal resources of the council because we are concentrating so much on that. And we feel very much that we should be allowed to carry on until the crisis is over. So I think you'll find that Councillor Sexton's been quoted the opposite to what she's actually saying.
Okay. That's all I had to ask. Is there anything you'd like to mention?
Not really at this stage. I've been very proud to be the leader of Spelthorne Borough Council for the last 4.5 years. I think we've achieved a huge amount. My colleagues who've worked with me, we have been a great team. We are a great team. The officers that we work with at the council are great. When I took over as leadership in 2016, Spelthorne Council was in very severe financial situation. We are now doing extremely well financially, and we are considered to have had the best response to the coronavirus within Surrey. And indeed, the Local Government Association are actually using us as an example and a reference to other local authorities as to how to respond to this. So I'm very, very proud of what we've achieved over my 4.5 years of leadership so far. And if I cease to be the leader, I can walk away with my head held high.